Hello, this is Chris Kobe with the League of Women Voters of Portland, and you are watching the Video Voters Guide or listening to our podcast. We're here today to talk with a candidate running in the May 16th, 2023 special district election. We are grateful for the support of the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund, the Weiss Foundation, and our media partner, Metro East Community Media. With me today is Joyce Rosenau, running for the Reynolds School District, position number 2. Welcome, Ms. Rosenau.
Thank you.
To start with, maybe you could tell us a little bit about why you're running and something about your background.
Okay, I have lived in the Reynolds District for about 38 years. When I first moved here, I had young children. They started going to school at the elementary school. I live a couple blocks away from Glenfair Elementary School. And I was not working at the time. And so I became really involved with my children's school, got to know the teachers really well. I have four children. And when the youngest became five, I was like, uh-oh, something has to change here. And so the teachers there encouraged me to go back to school and finish my degree and actually get a teaching degree, which is what I did. Then I was lucky enough, I subbed for a couple of years when my children were still fairly young. And then I actually got a job at the school where my own children had gone. I'm proud to say that all of my four children graduated from Reynolds High School. And I just retired 2 years ago from working in Reynolds District for about 25 years. I taught mostly fourth and fifth grade. And then for the last 5 years of my job, I taught English as a second language.
Okay. Let's turn to some of the questions related to the district. How should the district address those students who have fallen behind academically during the pandemic?
I think it's important for the district to keep class sizes small. If you have only 20, 25 at the most students in your class, if you're talking elementary, you have actually the time to get to know them. At one point, I had 40 students in a class, which is way too many because you can't give them any individualized attention. But if you can keep class sizes small, then you have the opportunity to get to know the student, get to know where they are, and actually work towards helping them as an individual meet their needs. The same goes when you get up higher. You need the teachers to not have such a large class load that they can't get to know their students individually. Also, the school should work with any kind of after school program. I know a lot of our schools have sun programs, and work with the teachers who are working in those that they integrate and they continue and follow through with the same work that's being done during the day, so that that's an enhancement to their work. Also need to focus on the English as a second language students. I was a teacher of that for about 5 years. Those students come in knowing really nothing, and a lot of times there's this push to get them up to grade level quickly, which they need to be, but also they need that with the supports. And so I think there really needs to be a focus on what is actually being taught and how the English as a second language classes are actually being handled.
What can the district do to help mitigate challenges to homeless students so that these students can succeed?
I think our district already does some good things. There's free breakfast and free lunch for all students, which I think is important because for many of the students, that's something that they really look forward to. A lot of our schools, as I said before, are sun schools, which means that we have food pantries, we have clothing pantries. Any of those kinds of outreaches that can be done at the school because the school is usually easily accessible by the parents, that it's a place they know, it's a place they're comfortable with, a place that they can go. Our district did a good job a couple of years ago of hiring social workers. So we have a lot of social workers who can reach out and they have the knowledge of the services that are available too. And I think that they should have access to any kind of resource that a family might need. If a family needs an alarm clock, if a family needs, who knows what, in order for the family to make it to school. I think the school could also rethink and do things in different ways. I think it would be a good idea if the schools were open later and the whole family could come. Let's say that you opened your library and the family could come and the parents could help their kids with their homework. It would be a safe place. It'd be a place where everyone would be comfortable. I think it would be nice if the school opened up offices for the social workers so parents could come and talk to them. If resources were actually at the school, I would like to see the school become sort of the center of the community so that parents know where to go and how to reach out for help.
You're listening to the Video Voters Guide interview and podcast of Joyce Rosenow, who is running for the Reynolds School District position number 2. The next question we have for you is, as a liaison between the community and the superintendent, how will you solicit and weigh input from teachers, parents, staff, students, and the community?
Since I was an employee, I already have a fairly good relationship with the teachers. I was actually president of the teacher union for a number of years. So, and I still know many of those people. So I definitely can hear from them and I know what it's like to be a part of that part of the system. I was a parent, so I'm sort of familiar with that. I would definitely be open to attending any kind of PTA meetings, parent meetings. A lot of times the district will have meetings where they go out and they ask for community input. I would do that. I definitely think we need to hear from the students, especially when they get to middle and high school. What do they need to make themselves successful? I think the biggest place where the issue comes in are those parents or those people who don't have children in school. I know a lot of times they hear nothing from the district, and I think we need to picture a way and come up with a way where we can involve them and find a way for them to become involved with our schools.
Thank you, Ms. Rosenow. This concludes our Video Voters Guide and podcast interview of Joyce Rosenow, running for position 2 in the Reynolds School District in November, in May. Election day is Tuesday, May 16. Be sure to inform yourself about the candidates and exercise your right to vote. This is Chris Kobe for the League of Women Voters of Portland. Thank you for your interest.
Brought to you by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Thanks to the Carol and Velma Sailing Foundation, the Weiss Foundation, and the League of Women Voters of Portland members for their generous support. Thanks also to the volunteers who made this program possible. Thank you for listening. Copyright 2023 by the League of Women Voters of Portland Education Fund. Produced in cooperation with Metro East Community Media. Licensed by Creative Commons.